Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, big shows are opening up and a few are closing on Broadway, but this past week I took a break and went with three small ones. Now, it's no great revelation that some of the most provocative, if far from perfect, works are playing around the city on stages you may not have even known of. For example, Urban Stages on West 30th is a nondescript venue, hardly a sign outside, that offers interesting fare, quite often with an international flavor. The current show is called Life Times Three. It's produced by the New Light Theater Project, and its writer is the familiar name here, Yasmina Riza. She's a French playwright who first came to our attention with a play called Art, and later God of Carnage. Now, both played on Broadway, were Tony winners, and had stellar stars attached. It is God of Carnage, in fact, that seems a natural result of Life Times Three, which was penned more than 15 years ago and actually had a poorly received run here at the Circle in the Square in 2003. Now, God of Carnage, you may recall, was about two couples who get together to discuss a schoolyard fight between their young kids. And of course, a few hours later, it is the parents acting more like children than children. This one is about two couples and a disastrous dinner. One couple shows up at the Paris apartment of the other on the wrong night. What follows, over only 75 minutes, are three short versions of that awkward evening. Much of this is very funny. The four individuals, extremely well played by Dominic Comparatore, Leah Kearney, Claire Curtis Ward, and James Patrick Nelson, capture their characters perfectly. And by the way, change their clothes quickly and consume a lot of crackers and drinks in the process. The lines are often strong and biting. I don't resent your husband. It's my husband I resent. What we need is women you can switch off every once in a while. My morality is not dictated by distance. There is some fun debate here about dark matter and other astrophysical issues. Nothing stoppard-like, I promise. But mostly this is about relatably obnoxious people. This is the worst evening I've ever spent, says one character. Well, audiences surely will not say that. Next up for me was The Hello Girls at 59 East 59th. Produced by the Prospect Theater Company at almost 2.5 hours, this is a new musical with first-rate music, a combo of ragtime and jazz primarily, and lyrics by Peter Mills. Conundrum rhymed with one drum, hysterics with barracks. More than rhymes, actually, they make sense here. The book is by Mills and Cara Reichel. It is based on the true stories of a batch of women dubbed the Hello Girls once they got overseas, who served as switchboard operators in World War I. They had held such jobs on the East Coast primarily, but were eager to help the war effort. Bear in mind, women didn't even have the right to vote yet. They proved invaluable and finally talked, or in this show, sang their way to the front. And there was not always support from their own families, by the way. One says of her mother, she believes this career thing of mine is a phase. They gained the support of General John Pershing, who even believed he had managed to get them treated post-war as soldiers, meaning veterans' benefits and so on. Well, the ending there was not so happy, unless you count waiting 70 years for that promise to be fulfilled, a happy ending. By that time, most of the Hello Girls had died. What matters here is the show itself, and it's performed beautifully with the 10 main performers acting, singing, and all playing instruments. I won't list them all, though Ellie Fishman would be the nominal lead, I suppose, as the operator of the ladies' switchboard unit. But they are all very fine. The time of the piece is 1918. Yes, we are at the end of the 100th anniversary of the war that was to end them all. At one point, a character is punished for keeping a diary. We do things by the book here, she is told by a male superior. When the war is over, which books will be the most important, she asks. Well, the answer has allowed for shows like this. And finally, for my week, there is Quicksand playing at the IRT Theater in the West Village. This production comes from the Everyday Inferno Theater Company. Now, that's the third company I've mentioned today, and no, I had never heard of any of them either. The show is written by Regina Robbins, and it is adapted from a novel of the same name published in 1928. The story follows the long journey of a young biracial woman named Helga from the Deep South to Chicago to Harlem and finally to Denmark. This is a large cast on a tiny stage. Frankly, it all feels very amateurish, if entirely well-meaning. The performers take on multiple brief parts, except for the lead role, nicely played by Gabrielle Laurendeen. It simply is trying to take on too much, virtually the entire history of a race. Some of it, unfortunately, still rings true. Heaven help me if I shall ever again choose to live in the South, pledges Helga. And any piece that reminds us of names like Dubois and Robeson can't be all bad. But Quicksand at a hefty 2 hours and 15 minutes ultimately feels like way too little. Finishing up here, there were some Broadway announcements of interest this week. One show closing, Head Over Heels, with the music of the Go-Go's, was no surprise. It had a brief, unmemorable run. The closing that was somewhat of a surprise, though I must admit I predicted it early on, is Once on This Island. I always thought it was a long shot, despite wonderful reviews and a delightful production. After all, it included no familiar names. When it won the Tony for Best Revived Musical, defeating Carousel and My Fair Lady, sales did pick up, but clearly not enough. The investors won't even make their money back, and while the show itself can travel, the incredibly unique and imaginative production, Circling Square, cannot. The musical that won the Best Original Tony, by the way, The Band's Visit, was also a long shot for a long run. It has not put up a closing notice, but I see a lot of special offers for very cheap seats. So, if you want to visit this band, I'd suggest going soon. Well, stay tuned for next week's review. Hint, it stars Bryan Cranston, and it is about the star of a TV reality show who stirs up the populace. No, not that one.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.
Another opening, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore, a chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another opening, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. Forget your past, another pay where the else is well. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks, you'll rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks, and it couldn't be worse. 1 week, will it ever be right? Then out of the hat, it's that big first night.
Oh, overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart.
First night. overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtains.